guys. It's shout out time. Give me an S.
S.
K.
K.
Y.
Y.
E.
E.
It's Sky from Leander, Texas. Thank you so much for your support, Sky.
And thank you to all of our patrons who keep our podcast going. We hope you enjoy all the extra stories and bonuses as much as we enjoy producing them. Let's find out who will be performing on this week's episode.
My name is Lincoln. I'm 5 years old from Los Angeles. And my favorite thing is jiu-jitsu.
My name is Katie. I'm 10 years old. I come from Singapore. I like doing craft.
My name is Gabriel. I am 7 years old. I am from Singapore. And I like to play toys, of course.
Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm 8 years old this year. And I am from Singapore. I like to scoot and cycle.
Hi, my name is Ivy. I live in Canada and I'm 9 years old. I have 2 brothers and 1 dog.
Hi, my name is Anna. I'm 9 years old. I love cats and I live in Seattle, Washington.
Thanks, guys. You are the best. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
Mother Hulda. There was once a woman who had 2 daughters. The elder of the girls was a mean girl. But the mother loved her because she was also a mean woman. The younger girl was not like her at all. She was kind, and so the mother did all she could to make her life miserable. One day, the good daughter sat by the well, spinning wool. And as she spun, she pricked her finger, and a drop of blood fell on the wool. She was worried that her mother would be angry with her, so she leaned over the edge of the well to try wash the blood off it. But the spindle slipped from her hand and sank down and down through the water until it was out of sight. When the mother found out, she was very angry.
You good for nothing!
She cried,
"Get out of my sight and do not return until you find the spindle!"
The girl was so frightened and unhappy that she ran out of the door and jumped into the well to find it. Down, down she sank through the water. But there was something strange, something magical about the water. When she reached the bottom, she found herself in a broad, green meadow with a road leading across it. The girl followed the road and soon passed a baker's oven. It was full of bread. The loaves had tiny little bready mouths, and they cried,
"Take us out, take us out! We will burn if we are left here any longer."
She was surprised to hear bread speak. But she opened the door and took the loaves out and set them down to cool. They looked rather relieved. Then she went on. Soon she came to an apple tree. It was so loaded down with fruit that the branches bent with the weight of it.
"Shake me, shake me!"
cried the apple tree.
"My apples are ripe! And my branches will break with the weight of them."
The girl shook the apple tree till the apples fell out and fell about her in a shower. She piled them neatly around the tree and went on her way. After a while, she came to a little house. An ugly old woman with long yellow teeth was looking out of the window. The girl was frightened and was about to turn away, but the woman called to her,
Don't be afraid. I will not hurt you. I need a kitchen maid. Come in. And if you serve me faithfully, I will reward you well.
She seemed to be an honest woman, so the girl opened the door and went in. She was right. The old woman was a very good woman. Her name was Mother Hulda. The girl stayed with her for many months. Mother Hulda was pleased with her. She was kind to her, and the girl had all she wanted to eat and a comfortable bed to sleep in. But after a while, she began to feel homesick. She longed to see her home again.
You have served me well and faithfully,
said Mother Hulda.
You shall be rewarded as I promised you.
She brought out the girl's spindle and gave it to her. After that, she took the girl by the hand and led her to a great gate in the garden.
That is the way. Just go over there.
The girl passed through the gate, and as she did so, a shower of gold fell on her like rain and stuck to her so that she glittered from head to foot. Even her shoes and her clothes were golden.
That is my reward to you,
cried Mother Hulda. Then the gate closed, and the girl magically appeared outside her house. As she entered the gate, the rooster crowed loudly.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! Our golden girl's come home again!
Her mother and sister were shocked to see all the gold.
Where have you been? And who gave you all this treasure?
Asked the mother. The girl told them. The mother had a crazy look in her eyes.
Take the spindle!
Cried the widow to her older daughter.
Throw it in the well and jump down after it. I'm gonna be rich!
The older girl took the spindle and threw it down the well and jumped in after it. Down, down she went. Soon finding herself in the green meadow with the road leading across it. The girl hurried along the road and soon came to the oven.
Take us out,
cried the loaves inside.
We will burn if we are left here any longer.
Why should I block in my hands for you?
Cried the girl.
Who cares if a few loaves of bread get burnt?
And she went on her way. A little further, she came to the apple tree.
Shake me,
cried the apple tree.
My food is ripe, and my branches will bring the wake.
No,
cried the girl.
What if one of the apples fell upon my head?
And so she went on her way. It was not long before she came to the house with Mother Hulda looking out of the window. She marched up to the door and opened it.
I have come to be your kitchen maid,
she said,
and to get the reward.
Very well,
answered Mother Hulda.
If you serve me well, you will get your reward. To begin with, you have swept the house.
Sweep the house? I don't think so, old woman. That's not my kind of work.
The woman frowned and said,
well, then can you clean the dishes?
You mean put my hands in that filthy water? No thanks, yuck.
The woman gave her a mop and a bucket of water.
Well, then at least mop the floor.
The girl sighed loudly. She took the bucket and dumped all of the water on the floor. Then she tossed the broom into the corner and said,
now for my reward.
You have your reward,
said Mother Hulda.
And you deserve it.
She gave the girl a spindle.
That is the way,
said Mother Hulda, pointing to the gate. The girl was delighted.
Soon I'll be covered in gold,
she thought. She ran through the gate, but instead of gold, a shower of filthy, stinky muck fell on her.
your reward for your services,"
cried Mother Holder, and then she banged the gate and locked it so that the girl would not come back. The girl appeared at her home, and as she entered the gate, the rooster crowed loudly.
"Cock-a-doodle-doo! Our stinky girl's come home again."
The mother was disgusted and sent her to the bath for a scrubbing. They got most of the dirt off, but the smell never really went away. As for the younger girl, she soon grew old enough to leave home with a sack of gold over her shoulder, and she lived happily ever after.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.